Blog Talk Radio.
Again, we'd like to thank you for tuning in to Blog Talk Radio. We are New Beginnings Ministry, and we are an interactive Bible study, and we hold this every Wednesday from 7 o'clock to 8:25. It is a blessing just to be able to come together and just share the Word of God. Before we get started, we'd like to have prayer. and then we will move forward. Father, we thank you for this time. We thank you for this opportunity. Lord, we thank you, Heavenly Father, for health. We thank you for strength. We ask that you would bless those, Heavenly Father, who are sick and afflicted. Bless those, Heavenly Father, who are having financial problems. We ask, Heavenly Father, Lord, that you would lift up, Heavenly Father, those, Heavenly Father, who are in the wilderness, and we ask that they would come to the light. Father, open our hearts, open our minds, give us clarity, Heavenly Father, as we unveil your mysteries, Heavenly Father, and just share it, things about the kingdom. Lord, we just thank you and we just give you the praise. And we look forward, Heavenly Father, for all the great things that's going to happen during this Bible interactive study. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen, amen, amen. Again, we are New Beginnings Ministry. We do thank you for tuning in. For those of you that's tuning in by by internet, you can call in. The number is 347-237-4054. And once you tune in, you'll be listening. And when you, if you would like to participate during this Bible study, just hit on your dial pad, hit number one, and your line would open up. And you know, and those that are listening and across in the states will be able to hear what you have to say as you bless this ministry and bless others that are listening or are taking part of this. This evening we have our host is and it is Bishop Eddie E. Harris, and for his bio, Bishop Harris is a senior pastor of the Church of Ephesus located in Chicago, Illinois. He is a gifted musician, anointed teacher, and preacher. It was in 2007 when he surrendered his life unto the Lord, and in 2012 he accepted the call to bishop and was installed as senior pastor of the Church of Ephesus in January 2013. Bishop Harris has married Lady Yvette Harris on March of 2010, side by side under the leadership and guidance of the Holy Spirit. They are determined to complete the assignment of God has placed on them at the Church of Ephesus, which is a progressive ministry nurturing the whole man, the spirit, and body. Bishop Harris, are you on the line? Bishop Harris, are you on the line? Okay, Bishop Harris, obviously must be having some technical difficulties on his end. Bishop Harris, once you tune in, hit number one. Once you hit one, our lines will open up for you, and we will be able to tune you in.
I'm on the line.
Sorry, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Okay, how are you doing?
Well, praise God. Good evening. First of all, I want to give thanks and honor to God, who is the head of my life, for this opportunity. And I also want to thank you, Pastor, for the opportunity. And thank God just for what he's done. And thank God because this is a beautiful open door, as I said last week. We need to get back to old school. And sometimes a good round table discussion is just what we need when it comes down to the Word of God. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Well, truly, I thank God this evening. After listening last week, God gave me faith. And to just talk about faith, because right now in this day and age, with the economy the way it is and with things the way they're going, faith is a necessity. Faith is no longer something that we can just talk about or something that is just spoken of. In order to make it in this world, in order to make it as a Christian, and in order to make it in the walk, we've got to have faith. Faith is a necessity. And that being said, our first scripture of the evening is Hebrews 11 and 1. And it reads, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen." And,
amen,
looking at that, I said faith. What is faith? And according to the dictionary, faith is the confidence or trust in a person. placed on proof. Understanding that faith is just that. Something that we can't prove and something that we can't see, but it's the substance of knowing that God is yet going to be there to maintain for us and to take care of us. The scripture says faith is the substance of things hoped for. It's the matter, it's the essence of that we need, but the evidence of it is that we can't see it. Pastor, that's a major thing, because the evidence of faith is knowing that it's there, but at the same time, not being able to see it. Amen. And that says a lot, because, see, the thing is, we've dealt so much with being able to depend on our jobs, depend on our paychecks, depend on this person and depend on that person, but we have not put our trust, our faith in God.
Amen.
And we've got to begin to be able to put some faith, some substance into God.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I was looking in the Message Bible, and as I was reading that, it said something very simple to call my attention. It said, faith is what we don't see.
Amen.
The problem is we've been trying to see everything, and we ain't been paying attention to the right thing.
Mm-hmm.
We're always worrying about tomorrow, worrying about how we're going to make it, worrying about what we're going to do. But I preached a message not that long ago. I said, move, get out the way. Because that's what we've got to learn to do. We're in the way of God. He said, I'm Alpha and Omega. I'm the beginning and I'm the end. So if he has the front of it handled and he has the back of it handled, then why are you trying to struggle to figure it out in the middle?
Okay.
But if we just take what he said, having faith, and then if we go down to Hebrews 11 and 6, it says, but without faith, it is impossible to please him.
Amen.
But, for he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah, and so we've got to understand that without faith, we can't even please him.
That's
we've got to have, he's given to every one of us a measure of faith. But you know what? The whole thing about faith is we've got to activate it. Faith is just like a credit card. If I hand you a black card with no limit, what good is it if you don't activate it?
Amen.
But once we learn the activation process, that once we know, one, it's impossible to please him. And how can we even believe him? It says, for he that cometh to God must believe that he is. How can we even believe that he is if we don't have faith and we don't have the faith to trust? But if we believe, he is a rewarder to them that diligently seek him.
Amen.
One of our problems is we just don't seek. And one of my favorite scriptures that I quote all the time is, seek ye first the
Amen.
Kingdom of God.
Praise the Lord.
We seeking everything else. We seeking after financial acceptance. We're seeking after the perfect job. We're seeking after the perfect career. We're seeking after the perfect mate. We're seeking after everything that we should seek after but God. But when we begin to do what it is that God wants us to do, to seek after him first, seek him, then he said all these things, everything else that you need, he's got it covered. I mean, the scripture says, he says, I know the thought that I think of you. I know what it is I've got in store for you. I already know, before you were even laid on the earth and born, I know what it is I had in store for you. But if you just move and get out the way, begin to trust me, allow faith to move and to work. Activate your faith. What good is having it? Lord, I believe, but then you taking your paycheck and robbing Peter to pay Paul. You don't have time to even worry about your tithes, but you're taking your check and you're trying to figure it out. You're trying to figure out, how do I do this? How do I do that? How do I do that? When God said, if you just put it in my hands, trust. Trust me. And believe that with me, all things are possible. If you just seek me, get in my word, read what it is that I have for you, you'll understand what faith is.
Amen.
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 Praise
the Lord. Amen. I want to go over to 2 Corinthians 5 and 7.
That's our favorite.
For we walk by faith and not by sight.
Amen.
I love that scripture because the thing is, in the Christian community, we do it just the opposite. We walk by sight and not by faith. But see, what I've learned is that faith is like a walking stick to a blind man. Every time he walks, he has to trust that stick and has to trust the noise and the tap on the end of the stick, because he can't see where he's going. But faith in the stick tells him that I'm not going to run into nothing. When we become that same way, that we get spiritual blinders, and we don't see, no matter what it is Satan is throwing in front of us, and Satan throws at us, we don't see it. We got to get spiritual blinders on, and we got to get blind to whatever it is that Satan is trying to throw. Know that the scripture tells us that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. So even though the weapon is coming and that he's forming it, it's just an illusion. Because Satan is one of the greatest illusionists there ever was. He will paint a 3D picture that looks so real that you'll swear you're tied up in the middle of it. But faith says, no, that don't exist. Because faith tells you, you know what? You might not be able to see it. You might not know that it's there, but faith says, even though it don't seem like there's a path, just close your eyes and follow me. Because the Bible told me that the steps of a good man are ordered by him. And if you let him order your steps and let faith lead you while you're trying to figure it out, when you leave it alone and walk away from it, you'll wake up and see that it's already been done.
Amen.
I get excited because the Bible tells me, says that if we being men know how to give good gifts, how much more will your Heavenly Father, which is in heaven, do? So when I look at this, Pastor, faith tells me that if I can imagine the best gift that I could possibly give to somebody, how much more will God do for me? How much more will he give to me and will he allow for me to have if I just trust him? But the thing is, you got to trust him.
Amen.
My question is, do you trust him this evening? Do you trust and believe and know that no matter what the situation looks like and no matter how bad the situation is,
that's right.
He's already got it taken care of. He's already put it, he knew that it was going to happen before it ever happened.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And before I go any further, I guess you want to see if anyone else wants to chime in, because I get excited and I just keep on going and going and going.
That's all right. That's all right. That's all right, Bishop. You know, that's quite all right. You are giving us a good word. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Bishop Hall, we are, is there anyone that would like to comment in terms of on faith or any questions that you may have from all the callers out there? Any 773-708-312-630-216, any of the numbers that are out there that would like to make a comment. This is an interactive Bible study. And again, for those that are listening by internet, if you call 347-237-4054, you can be tuned in, and whatever you have to say. You have to number one, the pound, the number one sign on your pad, and that would light up and that would let us know that you have something that you would have to that you would like to share. All right, if you would push number one, it would light up and that lets us know that that you would like to share a word. Amen.
Hello.
Yes.
Yes, my name is Cindy.
Cindy?
Yes.
Yes, Cindy, how are you? Praise the Lord. How are you?
Yes, I got a question for my bishop, Bishop Andy Edwards. I'm a member of his church.
Okay, praise the Lord. Glad to have you.
Yes, I just want to tell him thank you for everything that he did in my life and everything, and I'm proud to be on the line with him right now, and I just tell him to keep on going because everything he's doing is all right, and to don't worry about it, and don't let Satan get down because he got the power of the Lord on his side, and I know he's going to do it because he made a change in my life, and everybody that hear this, just do what Bishop said, and everything's going to be all right. Live by faith.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. We definitely like that praise report. And it's always good to be able to hear from, you know, the other body, Christ, what God is doing. You know, that's what we do. We encourage each other. That's a powerful word, Bishop, that you are coming with, faith. Because with the day's economy, as you said, and the things that we are going through at this time, we have to depend on faith. We
Amen.
Have to depend
Amen.
On faith. So we do like, you know, the direction that you are giving us and the word that you're placing on our hearts, because that's very, that is very, very important. I don't know what number that is in the background, some kids in the background. I don't know what number that is. But anyhow, that is truly, truly a blessing with you just sharing with us faith, because in today's time, that's exactly what we need. We need faith. Amen?
Amen. 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 And truly, what you said, Pastor, is the truth. Faith is a necessity. And when we figure that out and we understand that it takes faith in order for us to have a walk with God, it takes faith for us to be able to go and do what it is that we need to do. Faith moves mountains. Faith moves God. And you've got to learn to activate your faith. Well, Bishop, how do I activate my faith? My mother used to always tell me, she said, prayer is the key, and faith unlocks the door. If you know anything about basic locks, you got a tumbler inside the door, the mechanism that keeps the door locked.
Yes.
And in order to maneuver that tumbler, you've got to stick a key in it. But you can't just stick any key in the tumbler. It's got to be the right key. The lines have got to match up, the teeth have got to match up, and it's all got to be a perfect combination to move that tumbler.
Amen.
The same way it is with God. You can't just get down and just pray any old thing. You got to come to God and know what it is that you want. And then you can't get down and just play with it. You got to be for real about it. You got to be serious about this thing. The Bible says that a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. You can't be double-minded. You can't say, I'm going to trust God today. I'm going to do it myself tomorrow. I'm going to trust God today. I'm going to do it myself tomorrow. That's not faith. But when you get down on your knees and you begin to pray, the Bible says the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much.
Yes.
A meaningful prayer gains much. So now, if you got the right prayer and you're doing what you need to do, and then you add faith to the prayer, now you're sticking the right key inside the lock. And once you put the right key inside the lock, the tumbler has got to turn. Once the tumbler turns, the door opens. God said, open, no man can shut. But you got to let him open the door. But in order for him to open the door, you got to get on your face and you got to seek him. See, faith is a
God more than just talk. Faith is seeking God, learning God, and knowing who God is. You got to have a one-on-one relationship with God. Oh, see, it's something about faith. See, faith will move some things, because faith will move mountains. The Bible tells us that. The Bible said that if you say to the mountain, be thou removed, and believe that it shall be done, it'll happen. But you can't tell the mountain to move if you ain't doing nothing.
Exactly.
You ain't powered up your card. You haven't went and activated your card, but you've got to understand the activation process. There's a process to activating your card. See, you can't just get a credit card and just run and go use it. That's an activation process. And you got to go through the activation process. Before you even get the card, you got to apply for the card, the same way it is with faith. Before you can use faith, you got to apply.
Amen.
You got to get a one-on-one with God. And when you get a one-on-one with God, and you and God begin to talk and converse, and you talk to God, and God talks to you, he'll let you know, I got everything under control. Man, I tell you, it's something about it. You know, it's something about understanding and knowing what it is that God has in store for you. It's just like I was reading earlier today, and I was reading about the woman with the issue of blood. And sometimes we got to be like the woman with the issue of blood. She has finally got to her wit's end. Some of us haven't got to our wit's end. See, you got to be sick and tired of being sick and tired. In today's economy, I'm sick and tired of my finances being tight. I'm sick and tired of it seeming like I got to rob Peter to pay Paul, and I don't seem to make enough to make the ends meet, because I'm trying to make ends meet. But God said, if you just put it in my hands. I love when we look at the parable, how he took the fish and the 5 loaves of bread. We always talk about that, how it was multiplied. But you know what we never pay attention to, Pastor? It was just some fish and bread until he blessed it.
Until he blessed it, huh?
The problem is, we don't want to let God bless what we have.
Okay.
See, we take it and we try to figure it out. But if we learn to say, you know what, God, this is my finance, this is what I have, I'm going to give it to you. I'm going to put this right here, and when he blesses it, then it multiplies. That's when you'll be like, wow, I thought I didn't have enough money. Where did this come from? My father, the late bishop, used to always talk about the widow's mite. And I didn't understand that until I got a little older. But she didn't have nothing but enough oil and enough to make a cake for her and her son. And she said, we're going to make this, and we're going to die. The man of God said, make me a cake first. Faith. Now, how many of us, if we had a cruise of oil, just a little oil, and just enough to make us something, and we were already dying of starvation, and somebody come and say, oh, don't make nothing for yourself, make it for me first. You lost your mind. Hey, I'm hungry, and I'm already about to die. But faith is the substance of that which is hoped for, but what we can't see. The widow's mite, she didn't have much, but she had faith. Faith will take a little bit and will multiply it into much. And what I like about that is she said, well, I trust, so I'm going to do what the man of God said. And when she did it, she had more than enough. The Bible tells us that he will open up the windows of heaven and pour us out a blessing that we won't have room enough to receive. Not just room enough to receive, but then he said, press down. I like that. See, it's one thing to fill it up. don't know about you, but I've been a greedy person before. And see, when you want to get something really full, you fill it up, then you step on it and press it down, shake it and move it around, then run it over. If you trust God and put it in His hands, a handful and God, and that's enough. When you trying to figure it out and you getting gray hair and you can't see it, He said faith is the substance of what you can't see. No, you can't see it, but if you just trust me, the same one that put the heavens and the earth together, the same one that created you, if you just trust me, watch me move on your behalf. I've already got things put in place and in motion, but you got to get out of my way. All I need you to do is seek me. Get more of me. Learn of me. And the more you learn of me and the more you get of me, the more I'm going to do for you. And the more you get, the more I'm going to give. But see, we haven't figured that out yet. Because we can't trust God. My dad once told me a story. He said that there was a young man hanging from a cliff. And the young man was hanging and he was barely making it. And he began to scream, "Hey, is there anybody up there?" He didn't get an answer. He screamed again. He said, "Hey, is there anybody up there?" Finally, he got an answer. The voice said, "I'm here. Let go." He listened. I said, "Is anybody up there?" The voice said, "I'm here. Let go." He said, "Hey, is anybody else up there?" So many times we're just like that. God is speaking to us and saying, "Let go." But we're so scared because we're holding on to something that don't even belong to us in the first place, till we don't want to let it go. So we want to know, is there another answer? Is there anybody else up there? But faith says, let it go. And if I don't give nothing else out this evening, whatever it is that you're holding on to, let it go. You're holding on to something that don't belong to you, let it go. You trying to figure it out and make the ends meet, you can't make the ends meet, let it go. While you trying to stretch it out and you trying to make it meet, God said, "I can multiply it and make it so that it's more than enough to fit." But you got to let it go. You got to get out the way. Your little paycheck and your finite mind can't figure it out, but God can. You saying, "God, I want to please you. I want to love you. I want to do." And God said, "I told you without faith it's impossible." How you going to trust me? How you going to know who I am? How you going to tell me you love me and you can't even trust me? It's just like a relationship, Pastor. How is it that your wife can say she loves you if she don't trust you? If every time you turn around, she's questioning you and asking you what you're doing and where you've been and what's going on, are you going to believe she loves you? It's the same way it is with God. "Lord, I love you. Lord, I magnify you. Lord, I want you." No, I can't do that with my finances. "God, what you doing? God, why is this? God, why is that?" Why are you questioning God if you love him? Why are you questioning him if you trust him? And that's just how it's got to be. We've got to take that which is in the scripture and bring it into our everyday life.
Amen.
Every once in a while, you just got the choice. You get in that car and you trust that them brakes don't work, don't you? You don't go under the hood every time you get in your car and check the brake fluid and go and check the brake pads and see if the calipers are right and if the rotors are doing. No, you get in there and when you hit that pedal, you trust that that car is going to stop. Blindly trust every time. You don't know what you done ran over. You don't know what's under the car, but you trust that car is going to stop. But you can't trust that guy going to pay your light bill. We got it mixed up. We done fell off somewhere. But the same way we have that blind trust, I know people that are diligent lottery players, and they trust that one day that number going to hit. And they always play that number. Whatever it is, it's going to hit. Whichever one they play, it's going to hit. then they go, some of them day after day, week after week, however they play it, but they always play the same number, believing it's going to hit.
Mm-hmm.
But they can't trust God that he can fix their situation.
Mm-hmm.
But see, that's not what faith is. Faith is knowing that it's already done.
Amen.
See, faith tell me, don't wait till the battle is over, start shouting now. Because, see, it's something about the praise. But that's a whole other situation we ain't going to even begin to talk about, because the praises go up. The blessings come down. And see, there's something about the praise that people don't understand. Praise will confuse the enemy.
Yes.
Praise will take the devil and just mess him all up. And see, when the devil realizes that his illusions no longer work, he got to find another way to come. But he's still falling for the illusion. See, the devil has the largest green screen you can ever find.
Mm-hmm.
And he take that green screen and he just create anything you want. And those that might not know what a green screen is, if you've ever watched TV, they use a green screen, because green, when it's hit with the cameras and with the colors, doesn't show. And
mm-hmm.
so they can create any background, any picture, anything you want. I'm sure if you went to a carnival or went to an amusement park, there's been a green screen. I stood in front of a green screen with my wife, and they made a picture of us look like we were on the Indianapolis 500 raceway inside of a Corvette. And
mm-hmm.
we were just standing in front of a screen. Same way it is with Satan. Satan will take that screen and will create the worst picture ever. And the reason he's creating the picture is because he wants to distract you from what it is that God has for you.
That's right.
The Bible says that he comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
He comes to kill all your imagination, kill all your dreams. Kill. You ain't never going to be nothing. You ain't never going to mount nothing. Your finances going to always be messed up. He comes to kill all of that. Steal any hope you have and to just totally destroy you. But God said, I've come that you might have life.
Yes, sir.
And not only that you might have life, but that you might have it more abundantly. I've come that I want to give you full life. Making it and surviving day to day ain't full life. Being where you are and just going to work, coming home, going to work, coming home, that's not full life. That's not a holistic life.
Mm-hmm.
But see, when you're not trusting, you can't see.
Mm-hmm.
It's like I was driving Sunday, and it was low visibility. The fog was so heavy I could barely see 2 feet in front of me.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the way Satan is. Satan has created such a fog, you got low visibility.
Mm-hmm.
But see, faith is when you don't see the fog. Because
mm-hmm.
as I was driving, Pastor, my dad taught me years ago, being an old truck driver, he said, you don't look into the fog, but follow the white lines on the road. And you
uh-huh.
can see the white line as you go around. And just follow the curve. Don't look at what's in front of you. Just follow the line. Sometimes that's how we got to be. We can't look at what's in front of us, but we got to
mm-hmm.
follow faith. We can't look at what's standing in front of us, because what's standing in front of us looks like a monster, and it's coming at us. But faith says, just follow me.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to show you a way around this. Faith says, yeah, it looks like your bill ain't going to get paid, but if you do this and you do that and watch me do this, when I get ready and I get done moving, it's something about faith. I'm sorry, I get excited. I just get excited when it comes down to faith. Because when I think about the fact, just of what the scripture says, for we walk by faith and not by sight. It's something to be able to walk by faith. And when I think, like I said earlier, when I was reading about the woman with the issue of blood, when you get down to your wit's end, where you can't take no more,
mm-hmm.
faith said, if I can just touch the hem of his garment, I know I'll be made whole. Sometimes you got to get to the point, if I can just have enough faith just to reach out and touch the hem of his garment,
mm-hmm.
just the very bottom half, it seemed like I'm barely making it, and I feel like I'm crawling, but a faith tells me if I can just crawl just a little further to get to this, the bottom part of the garment, I don't have to hold him, but just the bottom part, I know I'll be made whole. Enough faith just to hold on to know that everything is about to work out.
Amen.
And see, that's the thing. Satan comes just when it's all about to work out. When everything is right there, that's when he comes.
Amen.
Just when it's all about to move and everything is about to work, that's when Satan comes, because that's when he don't want you to believe.
Mm-hmm.
That's when he don't want you to believe. But you got to be like in Matthew 15:28, when Jesus told her, said unto her, O woman, great is thy faith.
Great is thy faith.
Great is thy faith. You got to have great faith. And that, I like that. Just in that one verse there, he said, O woman, great is thy faith. Be it unto thee even as thy will. And her daughter was made whole from that very hour. How great is your faith? Do you have faith enough to believe? The Bible says, if you have the faith of the grain of a mustard seed. I still got, my mom gave us, when she stepped down as pastor, a mustard seed. And I still have that mustard seed. Because it's a symbol to me that as small as it is, as minute as it is, I can barely see it in the bag. I almost can't see it at all. The Bible told me that if I have just that small amount of faith,
mm-hmm.
I don't have to have major faith. I don't have to have a lot of faith. But if I have just that small amount of faith,
small amount,
I can say to the mountain, it ain't about how much faith I got. The fact of the matter is, I got some faith.
Mm-hmm.
It ain't mm-hmm. about, oh, I'm great in my faith and I'm massive in my faith. It's just a small amount, Pastor.
Mm-hmm.
All it takes is a drop.
Mm-hmm.
Little becomes much when
Amen.
You place it in the master's hand.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Is there anybody else that wants to have anything else to say? Because like I said, I get carried away. I get carried away.
Praise the Lord. That's all right. That's all right. We're opening up the mics now. If anyone, please push one if you would like to make, if you would like to share right now. Okay.
Hello.
We have a couple on. Go ahead. 708.
Hello.
312-630. We're looking at everybody's pushing 1-312.
All mics are open. So we hear
Lord.
You.
God bless you. How you doing?
God bless
Hello. You. Hello. Well, my name is Elder Scott, and from the Church of Ephesus, where my pastor is the great bishop, as always, Bishop Harris. Bishop, you said some things that really touched me. And we as Christians, we so often not look at a lot of things that you said. The first thing you said about the five fish and the loaf of bread, the two fish and the five loaves of bread, God blessed. That's the thing. God blessed. If it was me or anybody else, it wouldn't have went no farther than two or three people. If that, because you know us, we like to eat, you know. But you said something. God blessed it. That's why he was able to go around. You know, I just would like to share a real quick testimony. Last Sunday, I gave an offering, and Bishop, you know, told us to give us a special speaker's offering. I had like a few dollars or whatever. And I told God, I said, God, this is all I have. But I wanted to bless. I wanted to be obedient to my bishop and the word of God. So I blessed. I had $20. That was for my gas tank. And I gave it, and I just put it in the hands of God. I said, God, you bless. This is all I have, and you know. To make a long story short, I got home. Sir, she gave me $40. She gave me $40. I mean, that was for my gas tank, and I had, you know, something to eat with and to take to work. You know, I'm just saying that if we as a people put whatever we have in the hands of God, God will make it stretch.
Amen.
You know, and if we put our money and we sow our money on good ground, you know, and that's when God will multiply and bring it back. And you said another thing, Bishop, that you said that a lot of us, we're scared to hold on. We're not trusting and believing God. I said we can't because of we afraid to hold on. We afraid to let go of things that's not ours. And as you was talking, the Spirit of the Lord just hit me. Like, I mean, what are we holding on to? We hold on to things that's not ours. Like, I may be holding on to somebody else's problem. I may be holding on to somebody else's depression. That's what I'm going through. What I'm holding on to is not even mine. You know, but if we begin to just let go of what God is telling us to let go of, he has something bigger, better, stronger, wiser for us to move us to another level in him, that's when we'll be able to see the mighty move of God. So I just wanted to share that, and God bless you. I enjoyed it. This is my second week, you know, joining in, and I'm just loving every bit of it. So God bless each and every person that's on this line. Just continue to pray for me as I pray for you.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Anyone else would like to comment? The mics are open. And if you're on by internet, 347-237-4054. And if you've just tuned in, we have Bishop Harris from out of Chicago, and he is talking about faith, something that we can all learn from, because we all are under challenges. We all are under challenges. May it be finances, may it be sickness. There are so many things that the enemy attacks us with, and we have to have that faith of knowing who God is and what he can do. You know, as Bishop said, you know, just move out the way and let God through. Anybody else? Amen. Hallelujah. Dr. Susan, do you want to make any comments? Dr. Suzanne, do you want to make any comments?
No, I'm just enjoying. I really appreciate the caller that just spoke, and to some people that may seem small, but his faith to give his last, what says a lot about his faith. You know, just like you were talking about the woman with the last vessel of oil, that willing to give the last, and just believe in the Lord to restore them and to bless them above. So praise God for that listener. Praise God for that listener. And I'm sure other people were encouraged by his testimony. I know I was.
Amen. And I have to honestly say, I thank God. I thank God for Elder Scott, who just called in. That's my armor bearer. And I thank God for his faith and for the fact that he was able to say what it is he said. He gave his last. And a lot of times, that's how we are. We just don't want to give our last. But if we trust God. And you know what, Pastor? I was looking in Luke. Chapter 8, verse 25. And he said unto them, where is your faith?
Mm-hmm.
And they being afraid, wondered, saying one to another, what manner is this? For he commandeth even the winds and the water, and they obey him.
Amen.
And we know that's a familiar passage of scripture. But what caught my attention with that scripture is the question, where is your faith?
Mm-hmm.
And there's a point in there that people don't look at. They were afraid.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we're afraid. But it's okay to be afraid.
That's right.
That's the problem. We want to be so strong and so mighty, and I'm this and I'm that, and this is my title. But we're afraid. We're afraid that we're going to lose what we got.
We're afraid that we're not going to be able to hold on to what we have. There's nothing wrong with being afraid, but don't be afraid to trust God. The question is, where is your faith? He said, I dealt to every man a measure of faith. But where is your faith?
Mm-hmm.
Take your card out and use your card. It's sitting there. Capital One said, what's in your wallet? I say, where is your faith? What do you have in your pocket?
Mm-hmm.
We always listen to TV, and I heard them talking all this talk about the weapons of mass destruction and all of the different things they were worried about that Iran had. And now they're talking about North Korea and all the different stuff that they're doing. And they're going to do this and they're going to do that. And as you read through it and look into it, the majority of it was all a ploy.
Mm-hmm.
But here we are. We've got the greatest weapon there is.
Amen.
And it's not a bluff. And it's not a ploy. But we won't use it.
Mm-hmm.
Why won't you use it? God is standing here saying, here's the key. Use the key. Why are you still standing outside in the cold when you got the key to open the door?
Amen.
It's time to come in out the cold. But the problem is we ain't cold enough. We out in the cold and we still trying to put another coat on. Let me find one more hat. Let me get some earmuffs to go with my hat because I got to be out here in this cold for a minute. We've decided that we're going to accept it. Stop accepting and get tired of it. Now learn one thing. You don't make a move until you're tired. But when you finally get fed up and you get sick and tired of being sick and tired, you make a move.
Amen.
Same way it is with faith. Stop standing outside the door. You got the key on your key ring. Why are you scared to use the key? You might be afraid tonight. You might be nervous tonight. But he said, I'm come that you might have life. I want to help you.
Amen.
Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice.
Yes, sir.
I'm knocking at your door this evening, and I want to fix your circumstance. But you're standing on the other side of the door scared to let go of the doorknob. Stop holding on to that that don't belong to you.
Mm-hmm.
You're holding on to a problematic situation when God is trying to create a whole new situation.
Mm-hmm.
God said, I'm standing here and I'm knocking. I got faith there for you. I can fix it. I know how to fix it. I'm the chief engineer. I created it. But because you think you know it, you're going to tell me how to do it. Stop trying to tell God how to do his job. Stop trying to show him how to do it and let him show you how to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Preacher once told me, said that if you let him, he'll show off.
Ooh.
I learned something a long time ago. I like it when God shows off. Because God can show off better than we ever can. But you have to do what it is he wants you to do. About 4 weeks ago, I was in service. And the prophecy said, Bishop, go get your new car. I said, okay. I knew what I was looking at. I knew what I wanted. But I also knew what kind of money it was going to take to get what I wanted. But the word of God told me, go get my car. I got up with no money, went to the dealership, looked at the car, test drove the car, said I'll be back to get the car. The Bible tells me that the heart of the king is in God's hand. And back to my original scripture, faith is the substance. The substance of what I can't see. I went to the dealership, And I didn't go in and I didn't say nothing about no credit issues. I didn't go in and I didn't say nothing about nothing. Mm-hmm. I walked in and I said, this is the amount of money that I can put down. This is all I have to put down, period, and that's the car I want. Faith tells me that even though I didn't see how it was going to happen, it was going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Before the evening was over, I drove that car off the lot that's sitting in my driveway.
Praise the Lord.
The payment is a payment that I can afford, and the car is something that I want to drive. But if I would not have had faith, I would have never went to the dealership because I'd have been all, oh, no. I got a couple of nicks on my credit, and they want this much down, and they talking about this and that. I don't know if I'm going to be able to do that. But, see, I have blind faith.
Amen.
I have to be politically correct. I have mentally incapable faith.
Mentally incapable.
The reason I call it mentally incapable, my faith don't have the sense to reason.
I understand.
See, I have the type of faith that it doesn't have the sense that it takes to reason a situation out. My faith says, okay, you said we're going to do it. Why can't we do it? And the reason I call it mentally incapable faith, because if you've ever dealt with a mentally incapable person, they just do what they want to do. They don't worry about it. They don't think about it. If they can think of it, they'll do it. And that's the way my faith is. If we can think of it, we're going to do it because we know what's backing us. We know what it is that we have behind us. J.D. Power and Associates don't have nothing on the company that my faith has backing it. There is no company out there that's imaginable, that's great enough to be able to have the backing that I have. My faith is far above and beyond that of Fortune 500 faith. And that's what God is trying to get you to understand, that if you just start out with just a drop, if you just start out with the grain of a mustard seed and say to whatever your situation is, move, it'll move if you believe. My mom always sang the song every time she preached. She always said, only believe. All things are possible if you only believe.
Amen.
And see, that's what faith is. Faith is just believing. It's just trusting. Trust in God. Trust in me and I in you. Ask what you will, and it shall be done. It's all right there in the scriptures. But you got to learn to trust. But before you can trust, you got to learn to abide. We were talking about that last week. He said, abide in me and I in you.
Mm.
Once you learn to abide in him, and once you learn to get lost in him,
amen.
Stop getting lost in all the bills that's sitting on your table. Stop getting lost in what the kids is doing in school. Kids is acting up. Notice Satan is throwing something out there to distract you. Begin to trust God and tell them kids stop acting up. Faith will move anything that you want it to move. Your spouse ain't doing what you want your spouse to do. Start talking to God about it. I had a gentleman that I met, that I talked to, and this gentleman said something to me that was one of the most inspiring things that I had ever heard. He said that he was diagnosed with cancer. And he said that he began to break down, and he began to cry, and he began to fall apart. He said, preacher, I had faith, and I believed God for everything, but when they told me I had cancer, I fell apart. He said, but after I cried, I began to talk to God. And he said, I realized I've been telling God all about my cancer and all about my cancer. He said, I decided to do something else. He said, I spoke to my cancer, and I said, cancer, let me introduce you to God. Because faith says the cancer can be gone. And that's what we've got to learn to do with our problems. We up there, oh, God, my problem this, God, my problem, God, my problem. God, know your problem. But tell your problem, problem, let me introduce you to God. God, here go my problem, problem me, God. Now the two of y'all handle it, and I'm going to go get some sleep. Because you're sitting up worrying yourself and losing sleep when he said he neither slumber nor sleep. He on watch 24/7. And the other thing that I like, he says in the scriptures, I'm the author and I'm the finisher. I love that. Because not only did he write the book of faith, he edited the book of faith. So I wrote your faith. I created the manuscript for your faith. I authored it. But I didn't only author it, I finished it. I edited it according to you. I knew what you were going to deal with. And so since I was the finisher, I had the last thing. I knew that somewhere down the road, there was a chance that your house was going to go into foreclosure. So I edited your faith accordingly so that when this happened, if you just trust me, the situation can be fixed because I'm the author and I'm the finisher. I'm Alpha and Omega. I'm the beginning and I'm the end. I started it. I'll finish it. I wrote it. I created it. And now I'm editing it to make it work for you. The author and the finisher of your faith. And it's just that faith is such a great thing. Faith is such a great thing. And I said when I started, in today's economy, with the way the world is going, you got to have faith. You have got to have faith. Amen. I'm going to open up the floor one more time because, like I said, I don't want to just keep going and going and going.
Amen. Amen. Ken, is there anyone that would like to comment? The mics are open. Just hit one. And we are just waiting to hear what God has done or is doing in your life. Amen. The mics are open.
Hello?
Yes.
How you doing? It's Scott again. I'm sorry.
That's quite all right. Quite all right.
I'm listening to the word of God go forth. I'm just excited because we as a human being, we need faith. Is without faith, it's impossible to please God. That's what my Bible tells me. It's impossible to please God without faith. And just like I use the analogy all the time at work and to different people that I just talk to and not just I'd be ministering to, that like when we have like the chair, nobody, including myself, when I go to work, when I go to church, when I was in school and wherever I was, nobody looked to see if that chair was going to hold you up. I'm not talking about nobody's weight. I don't care if you weigh 5 pounds. I don't care if you weigh 500 pounds. Nobody checked to see if the chair that you was about to sit in would hold you up. And if we have if we can believe that chair that was made by man's hand, it was made by man's hand, but inspired by God. It was inspired by man to build the chair, but it was assembled by man's hand. You know, we're not perfect. There is error in human. You know, but if we can trust that chair to hold me up, so you mean to tell me that we can't trust the Creator? We can't trust the Master of the Universe, the one who formed you in your mother's womb before you were conceived? We can't believe His word. We can have faith to believe that what He said He's going to do, it shall come to pass. I have a problem with that. I have a problem with that. Bishop said, nobody checked the brakes on your car when you go to drive. You just know the car is going to stop. You ain't checked no fluid. You ain't checked to see if your pass was good. You ain't checked to see if your rotors was clean. No, we just get in the car and when we about to smash on the brake, we just know and assume, have quote unquote faith that our car is gonna stop.
Uh-huh.
And God is allowing our cars to stop. But when the word of God comes forth in prophecy and the word of God through Bible study, regardless of how God allowed the word to come forth, but we cannot believe God at his word. Mm-hmm. My Bible says God is a man that he cannot lie. He cannot lie. Nor is he the son of man that shall repent. But we believe what Billy Joe said. When we get to work tomorrow, I'm sure it's going to be some gossip. But we'll
Amen.
Believe that before we believe what thus said the Lord.
Amen.
I'm so inspired today. I'm so inspired on this topic about faith. Because,
yeah.
like I started this, without it, it is impossible to please God. And I thank God that he gave me a second chance, and I understand faith. I understand faith, and just to God be all the glory, honor, and the praise in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Anyone else? The mics are open. The mics are open. This is your time. Amen. Anyone that is listening by internet, again, if you'd like to call in, 347-237-4054, and just hit the number one sign, and you can be connected to share this interactive Bible study with us, which we have Bishop Harris from Chicago, and he is talking about faith, and which is a blessing because we all have our struggles in life, and this is a good word. So it's just a matter of just having the faith of a mustard seed, believing that God is going to do what he has purposed to do. And that is a blessing. It's a mighty word from the bishop here, and we just hope that you are being blessed, to those of you who are listening. And oftentimes when we look at our numbers, it's usually over 1,000. So we know that you're there and you're listening, and we pray that this word is blessing you. We pray that it's blessing you. And again, if on the internet, even if you have comments, if you type it in the chat room, that will come up, and we will address whatever your question is at this point in time. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We do thank you. We do thank you. God bless you. All right, Bishop.
Amen. 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 Truly, we thank God for what it was that Elder said, and we thank God. As we keep going, looking at Romans 5, verse 1. Romans 5, verse 1, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 2, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace, wherein we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. Therefore, being justified by faith, therefore, being cleared by faith, we have peace with God.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's a mouthful right there.
Amen. Justified by faith. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Justified by faith, we have peace with God. You trying to figure out your peace and you trying to gain peace. Again, it goes back to faith. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. And then, not only do we have peace, but we gain access to him by faith.
Amen.
With faith, we gain access into his grace.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 2 says, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace, wherein we stand and rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. Just a little bit of faith will give you some peace. You want to sleep at night? You want some peace? You want to start getting rid of? You want to get rid of those frown lines that you have?
Mm-hmm.
Just a little bit of faith. Trust
Amen.
God.
Amen.
You want to get closer to him?
Mm-hmm.
Trust him.
Amen.
a very familiar passage of scripture in the 23rd chapter of Psalms. As you go down through the scriptures, he tells us that surely goodness and mercy will follow you all the days of your life. God has already set up a plan. And the thing that I like about God is that he has an exit strategy already waiting for you. There's a ram in the thickets already. You tangled up in it, caught up in it, in the middle of it, and now you don't know how to get rid of it. And while you're trying to figure it out, God already has an exit strategy ready.
Amen.
If you just step out the way and move, he'll show you the strategy.
That's right.
I once said, he's one of the best strategists there is. He has created a way of escape for you, but you don't want to trust him. But if you just have enough faith to trust him, you can get all the peace that you need. You can get a good night's sleep because you've been cleared. You've been justified. You've been cleared by faith.
Amen. Amen.
And it's through that faith that we've got peace.
Amen.
And then, you know, as you go on down in that scripture, verse 3 says, and not only so, but we glory in tribulations, also knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope. So understand that it's only a test.
Could you just repeat that again? I'd just like for you to say that again. You know, we glory how?
It says, and not only so, but we glory in tribulations. We glory in tribulation.
Amen.
Knowing that tribulation worketh patience.
Amen. Amen, amen, amen.
And one of the things we definitely need to have is patience. Because he might not come when we want him, but he's always right on time. His timetable might not be our timetable, Pastor, but he's always right on time. But every once in a while, we got to understand, we're going to go through a little something. I believe last week she read the scripture, and the scripture said, those that I love, I chasten. And I don't know, but growing up, I got my share of whoopings. But my daddy used to always tell me, I whoop you, son, because I love you. I didn't understand it till I got grown, but I understood after I got grown that every once in a while, in order for me to learn something, he had to tear in my hide. Every once in a while, we get out of hand and we get out of place, but God says, I yet still love you.
Amen.
Every once in a while, he said, you know what? Your faith ain't as strong as it needs to be, and you're not exercising your faith, so I'm going to let you go through a little something. But the thing is, are you going to fall apart, or can you trust him? In the earlier scripture I read, he said, where is your faith?
Where is your faith?
Because you're going through a little something right now, don't lose hope. Don't let go and just fall apart.
Amen.
And the scripture tells us, says that tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope. And faith, what did we say in the beginning? What is faith? It's what we're hoping for. What we can't see, but what we hope for. When we put it all together, it's all working for your good.
Amen.
It's all working for your good. But you've got to realize and you've got to know that if you just hold on just a little while longer, if you just make it through, daylight is on the way.
Amen.
My daughter was messing with me yesterday. I had turned the radio on, and there was a song going that said, my ship is coming in. And she was like, remember you was talking about that? You can see your ship coming in? I tell people all the time, your ship is on the way. If you just look out over the horizon, put your hand up and block the sun because the sun is blocking your vision. But if you just look out over the horizon, your ship is coming in.
Amen.
But you got to be still. Stand still and see the handwork of God.
Amen.
Stand still. stop trembling, stop shaking, and trust God.
Amen.
And you're going to walk into a harvest. It's there. Trust in what you've done. If you're sowing seeds, know that the ground that you're sowing the seeds in is good ground. And you know what I like, Pastor? You can sow one seed. You can sow a couple seeds, but it ain't nothing like reaping a harvest.
Amen.
I tell people all the time, what are you? Are you a gardener or are you a farmer?
Mm.
See, I'm not a gardener. Gardener only got one or two plants. Gardener grow a few tomatoes in the summertime, maybe some greens. I'm a farmer. See, a farmer get a whole harvest. I got enough to feed me and then feed some others too.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gave up gardening. I'm into farming. Because
okay.
I realized that if I spread my seed and I put it into good ground and I trust and I know. And see, the thing is, with the seed, when you put it in the ground, you got to water the seed. You got to get in the Word and read the Word and know what the Word says. And trust God. Read the Word. Now you read the Word, you begin to water your plant, to water your seeds that you've put down. And then you begin to trust God. As you trust God, you begin to aerate the ground so that it gets room to grow. And it begins to expand. And once it grows, you'll look at the situation and be like, wow, I thought I was in a situation, but now I'm just in blessings. And that's what I'm doing. I'm walking out of the old and into the new, forgetting those things which are behind me and reaching for that which is before me. I don't have time to worry about something that I can't control. I don't have time to worry about it. I'm laying aside every weight and sin that does so easily beset me. I don't have time for the weights no more. I don't have time for the problems no more. I don't have time for the circumstances no more. I'm laying all that aside, and I'm reaching for something better. I'm reaching, and I'm taking my faith, and I'm going for something else. I'm forgetting what's behind me. What's behind me is just that. It's behind me. It's my past. But my past can't affect my future. My past don't have nothing to do with my future, because faith tells me that no matter what my past was, my future is still bright.
Amen.
And see,
Amen.
The thing is, my future ain't fully been wrote, because it's still being created and it's still being written, because faith is trusting and knowing that I'm about to go somewhere. And like the elder said, he said that his word cannot come back unto him void. It's going out to do what it was sent out to do. And I don't know about you, but I believe him, because, see, he told me over in Matthew that whatsoever I bind on earth, he would bind it in heaven. And whatsoever I loose on earth, he would loose it in heaven. So when I begin to bind up the circumstances that are bothering me, and I begin to bind up Satan, and I begin to bind up the spirit that sits on my finances, and I begin to bind up doubt, and I begin to bind up everything that's bothering me, and I release faith, and I release trust, and I release financial stability, it's got to happen. Because the word said that if I bind it up, he's going to bind it up. And if I loose it, he's going to loose it. So my question to you this evening, what are you loosening in your life? What are you letting go of? What are you loosening? See, every time you open your mouth, you're loosening something. But are you loosening a bunch of complaints, a bunch of I don't have, a bunch of I don't see? That's not what I'm letting. I'm loosening. I'm releasing anointing over my finances, anointing over my household, anointing over my kids. Faith tells me that even though my son might seem like he's the worst in the bunch, I'm not calling him bad, because faith tells me that there's some good in him somewhere.
Amen.
And if I believe, again, where there's just a little bit, it can grow into much. See, that's the good thing about faith. Where there's just a little, it can become much. And I'm excited, Pastor. I'm just excited.
The word. A word. That's a good word. Amen. Amen. That's a good word. You know, and I'm just, for those, again, for, you know, anyone who's listening, if you have any, you know, what I just heard, if you're having problems with your children, your kids that are out there, you know, that's a good word you said. There's some good somewhere. There's some good somewhere. And if you just have the faith of a mustard seed, continue to pray and believe, God will work on your behalf. God will work on your behalf. He wants to come in and get the glory. He doesn't want you to feel like you got it, but he wants the glory. Amen? Amen. Amen. Bishop, that's a good word. That is a good word. You know, again, this is the time and age where we are being tested. We are being tested. You know, and that word on faith as a mustard seed, you know, when we look at a mustard seed is not big at all. So we don't have to have great faith. We can have a little bit of faith. You know, and like my sister said, just believing that when we sit down in that chair, that it's going to hold us, believing that God's word is going to come true. Amen. That is a good word. Bishop, you have really blessed us. You have really blessed us on faith. And again, I just pray that those that are listening, someone out there who has not opened up and came in and shared whatever your problem was, we just pray, you know, that this is a blessing. This is an interactive Bible study, and we're just coming together as a body, you know, just to be able to just share the good things that God is doing. You know, God is doing so many great things, and oftentimes we don't know where he's doing other things in other places. And now we're coming from all across the states and just talking about what God is doing, and that's a blessing. He is working on our behalf, and we just have to continue to believe he is who he said he is. He said, I am that I am, you know, and we just have to believe that he is the God who is the author of our faith. Amen.
Amen. You said a mouthful right there, Pastor. You said a mouthful, and, you know, again, like you said, the scripture is right there, and it's all in the scriptures. And if we just get in here and read the blessings that he has in store for us, eyes have not seen nor ears heard, neither has it entered into the hearts of men, the things that God has in store for those that believe him, for those that trust him. Eyes haven't seen what God has in store for you. You don't even imagine. You can't even begin to fathom in your finite mind the things that God has in store for you if you just believe him. Learn to walk by faith and not by what you can see. Stop worrying about what's in front of you. Stop looking at what you see and know what you believe. I know in whom I believe. And the thing that I love is that the Bible tells me greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Man. So knowing that what is working on the inside of me is greater than anything that's going on the outside, I can accomplish, manage, and do anything it is that I need to do. Amen. Because when it's all said and done, it's only just a test.
That's right.
It's only a test.
Only just a test.
And remember, the Bible says, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. He never said the weapon wasn't going to be formed. He never said Satan wasn't going to try you. And I'm not saying that Satan's not going to try you, but your faith is what you have to stand. All right, Satan, come on. You're putting it there. But faith tells me that even though I can't see it, even though I don't know, and I don't know how it's going to be paid, faith tell me it's going to be paid.
Amen. Hallelujah.
And the Bible says, I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread.
Amen.
And that's what you've got to learn. You've got to talk back to the devil and let the devil know, sorry, wrong one. It ain't happening here. He come to bring it, wrong house. We got faith here. Come and say, hey, well, this, and this. Well, that's beautiful, but I can't see it because, see, I'm blind to what you're talking about because I walk by faith and not by sight. So I can't see what you're talking about, but faith told me that it's right here. And the fact that I can't see it tells me that it exists because that's what my Bible tells me. So, you know what, Satan? Do what you got to do. It ain't happening because faith tells me that it's going to be okay.
Amen.
Faith tells me I've been justified. And because I've been justified by faith, I got peace. So you can form it. You can launch it. It's not going to prosper.
Amen.
because the weapons of my warfare are not carnal.
Amen.
Are mighty through God to the pulling down of the what? Strongholds.
Cool.
See, you might look at it and say, oh, it's heavy, but nah. See, I realize what I'm fighting with is mightier than anything Satan can come and bring.
Hallelujah.
You know, so I thank God. And again, Pastor, I thank you for the opportunity. Mm-hmm. I thank Ephesus again for being with us this evening, and I thank them for chiming in on the line and for listening in. But I thank God for what you're doing, because this is a beautiful genre that you've created. This is a beautiful platform, and I pray God's prosperity on you and on this platform, because this is something that the world needs. And people need to hear just the basic word of God. Sometimes a bunch of humming and hollering and all of that isn't what it always is. People are going through things and dealing with things, and they need to hear something that's going to help them make it on down through the week.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? Every once in a while, even us as pastors and preachers and everything else, we need something that's going to help us make it through the week.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and just last week, listening to what was being said, I was like, you know what, Lord? Let me retest my connection here and make sure I'm plugged in where I need to be, because I heard something that I needed to hear, and I thank God for that. So I want to say to you, thank you again, Pastor, and thank you for the opportunity, and keep doing what you're doing.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And, you know, it's just not me. It's, you know, my wife, Dr. Clay, which is, you know, she's on the other side listening in, and, you know, and she is the one with the vision and the one, you know, who kind of, you know, helps keep things moving forward, you know. So I would be amiss if I did not make any, you know, comments in terms of the things she does.
Amen, amen. And I say to her also, God bless you, woman of God. God bless you. God bless you all as a couple, because this is something powerful that God is using you all to do. And it truly is a blessing.
Amen. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for the words of encouragement. And, you know, just thank you for the prophecy that you have blessed us with. We do thank everyone who is tuned in as we're getting closer toward the hour of closing out. You know, I would love to be able to entertain comments, but, you know, the hour is, as we come to the close of the hour, and, you know, I do not want you talking and all of a sudden, you know, the mics and everything shut down. You know, Bishop, we definitely would like to invite you back again. We have been truly, truly blessed, you know, by you tuning in and partying with us. Ephesus, we thank you for tuning in and just blessing us with the encouragement and the testimonies that you heard. And even for those of you who's tuned in by internet, we thank you as well. We are a body. We come together as one. We're not divided. So don't think that you're out there alone. We are all together. We're all going through the same struggles, the same tribulations. But there is a word from God that says that it's going to be okay. In the end, we are going to be victorious, and we have to keep our eyes focused on the end, on the end. The race does not go to the swift, but it goes to those that hold on to the very end. Keep in mind, we love you, but God loves you most. So we do thank you for tuning in. God bless you, and we look forward to coming together again in the name of the Lord. Amen.
Haunted by the questions in my mind. looking up beyond the sun.